The mercy and the peace of God's holy Lamb, Jesus Christ the Lord, be with you. Amen. Well, the noise, confusion, the hilarity, the wild celebration, all that is over now. There's quiet, there's peace, at least it seems so. It's Ash Wednesday. Not a time of celebrating, not a time of feasting, but a time of fasting, of self-denial, of ashes. That's what it is for a lot of people. In German, Lent is called die Fasten, that is the fasting. So, have you started your fasting? Did you have a good breakfast? Are you going over after a while for a cup of coffee and one of those delicious looking donuts? What have you decided to give up? Is that what is involved? For so many people it is, but that's not what Lent is all about. That's not really fasting. Oh, it is fasting, but not the fasting that the Lord Jesus Christ is thinking about. He talks to us today about fasting, does he not? He talks to us about the fashion, the form of fasting. We want to look at that, the fashion and the form of fasting. Maybe we're doing something that's not right, or we're leaving something undone. After all, if I recall, I don't know of any particular passage where the Lord Jesus Christ said you shouldn't fast. And even here he says, when you fast. I think we'll find a clear picture as we look on the basis of this particular pronouncement of Jesus to the fashion and to the form of fasting. Fasting had a fashion. And it had a fashion come from God. It was established by God through Moses. You know that. The fasting was associated with the great day of atonement, that great day of the people of Israel when they repented, they turned to God acknowledging their sin. And fasting was a part of it. And so also, sackcloth and ashes became a part of this fashion of fasting, at least the form of it. There was more fasting than just at the Day of Atonement. At times of great trouble and sorrow, there was fasting. That was the fashion. At the time of Jesus, particularly with the hypocrites, and that, of course, you understand very clearly, Jesus had in mind the Pharisees, fasting had taken on an additional fashion. They fasted twice a week. They fasted on Thursday and on Monday. Why those 2 days? Because on Thursday, Moses ascended the Mount Sinai. On Monday, he came down. That's how they got Monday and Thursday set up as a fast day. And so they very religiously, and you better believe it, religiously fasted. Now that was the fashion. The form of this fasting was something else. Originally, the form of it indeed was a true expression and a true indication of penitence, repentance before God. But it had taken on a different form, and Jesus points out what that form was. He says, don't fast like the hypocrites who mess up their faces look with a sad face before people that everybody can see they're fasting. Probably put on their worst garments too, maybe sackcloth. It had become a farm, all right, hadn't it? And the farm was nothing but an external one. That's why Jesus said, oh, after all, they have their reward. They get for their fasting what they wanted. And what did they want? They wanted to make an impression on the people. Hey, don't you think I'm good? Don't you think I'm great? Don't you think I'm holy? Look, I fast. It's a real indication of what Jesus thinks of formalism, whether it is in fasting or in worship. And you can readily recognize there is a lot of formalism. Yes, even in the church of today. Now, that's not what Jesus means by fasting. He tells us what he means by fasting. When you fast, put on a happy face. Put on a nice, good hairdo. Wash up. Get dressed. Smile. And let your fasting be in secret to your heavenly Father. Jesus very clearly points out that externalism is nothing but a part of making an impression upon people, and really a form of self-deception. For Jesus said, confess unto the Father, fast, out of your heart, a heart filled with hunger, with emptiness, with recognition of the terrible thing that sin is. Confess to your Father in heaven. Tell him, admit to him your sin from a contrite and a broken heart, and plead to him for forgiveness. Ask him, for the sake of Jesus Christ, to forgive. For repentance has always its successful aim and object. Forgiveness, Jesus Christ is the forgiveness. He is the Father's response to our confession, to our inward fasting. Our heart cries out, and the Father says, in the name of my Son, in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Smile. Put on that happy face. Dress up. Look good, you can. People will not be even aware of your fasting. You're not going to make waves, righteous, pietistic waves with this type of fasting. But then, after all, that's not the purpose. Those like the hypocrites, the Pharisees, who wanted to impress people, who got their reward, that people says, oh, isn't he a righteous and holy man? They have their reward. Jesus says, look, seek the right aims, the right goals. Lay up your treasures in heaven, not here on earth. The impressions here, the advantages here, the material considerations, the popular considerations, whatever it may be, they don't last. Moth and rust destroy it, corrode it. I think everyone who tries that has experienced it. Even politicians experience it. Front runners all of a sudden erode into, who knows, maybe not even non-runners. All these things, they don't last. Those are not the proper objectives. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Get right with the Father. Have the eternal treasure, and that is Jesus Christ, who by faith is your crown and your reward. That's what you're seeking. That's what you want. And believe me, says Jesus, your Father will indeed give you what you in secret confess to him. He will openly give to you. Do we not come, and we do in a few moments, saying with a true heart we confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. That's what we confess from the bottom of our heart. And I hope that's what we will all confess on this day and always. How beautifully does the Father answer us openly with the very body and blood of his Son Jesus Christ, through which he seals to us the forgiveness of our sins and assures to us the treasure of life, safe and secure and eternal in the heavens. So the form, the fashion of fasting is something whole lot different from what the hypocrites thought it was or practiced it to be. How wonderful it is to confess from a contrite and a sincere heart our sins and accept the Father's wonderful reward, the grace, the mercy, the blessing, and the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come. Come with all your burdens. Come hungry. Hungry, admitting your sin that brought on this hunger. Come hungry for the grace, the mercy, and the peace of God in Jesus Christ. And you'll go out, indeed, with a happy face, looking good. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.